Chapter 2 Buildings Fall. Then things changed. I came home from school one day and Mum wasn't at work. Bits of her face were red and other bits of it were black and blue. She looked very frightened and I wanted to ask, "What happened, Mum? Did someone hit you?" But I couldn't say anything, and Mum never said anything about it. She cried and cried. Mum didn't get better, and she wasn't happy again. She stopped going out of the flat, and she lay on her bed all day. After that, I looked after both of us. At first, I used Mum's money to buy food. Then Mum gave me her bank card and she said, "You must learn the number and get money for us from the cash machine outside the bank." I didn't tell Gaia about Mum, but she knew. One day, she said to me, "Why doesn't your Mum see a doctor?" I asked Mum, "Will you talk to the doctor?" But she did not want to go. I asked her about her job in a shop near our flat. But she said, "I can't go back to my job because it happened near there." And then she cried. Then she said, "Please go away, Addie, and leave me in bed." For months, I looked after Mum, and I cooked our meals. Sometimes, there was no food. I was very hungry, and my stomach hurt. But I was frightened to go to the bank, because I didn't like carrying lots of money in the streets. Then things changed again. One day, it started to rain. And that day, someone came to our door. A boy from school called Michael lived next door to us, and it was his Mum. She went to Mum's bedroom and they talked for a long time. Then she took me to her flat and she gave me chicken and rice for dinner. The next morning, she took me to school with Michael. It rained all that week, and every day, Michael's Mum took me to school. Then one morning, it stopped raining, and I saw something very strange from our big window. A shop on Blücher Street wasn't there anymore, but there weren't many bricks on the ground. The small pile of rubble looked blue. Another building fell down. Then two more buildings fell down, and we began to talk about it all the time at school. "Why is this happening?" we said. "Where are the bricks?" At school, Gaia and I talked. "Did the buildings fall down because of a very big animal?" we said. "Maybe it only likes to eat bricks from Camberwell," Gaia said. "Yes," I said. "It doesn't like bricks from other places in London." And we laughed. Then one day, the very big animal wasn't funny anymore, because an old lady died. She went to bed, and her house fell on her.